If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a bill to cut billions from federal funding that has been signed into law.
President Donald Trump has signed a bill rescinding nearly $9 billion in federal funding previously approved for public broadcasting and foreign aid. The bulk of the cuts are for foreign assistance programs. About $1.1 billion was destined for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which provides funding to NPR and PBS. Most of that money is distributed to more than 1,500 local public radio and television stations around the country. Some Republicans were uncomfortable with the cuts but supported them rather than cross Trump or his agenda. Democrats opposed the cuts but were powerless to stop them. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani has the latest on the Justice Department's probe into the Jeffrey Epstein case.
The Justice Department has met with Ghislaine Maxwell, the imprisoned former girlfriend of financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The meeting between Maxwell and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is a part of the DOJ's effort to seem transparent. That's after the department got backlash from parts of President Donald Trump's base over an earlier refusal to release additional Epstein records. Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney, David Oscar Marcus, after the meeting.
There were a lot of questions and we went all day and she answered every one of them. She never just said, I'm not going to answer, never declined. You know, this is the first time the government has asked questions. So we were thankful that the Deputy Attorney General came and asked her questions.
Maxwell was convicted of helping Epstein sexually abuse underage girls. Epstein died in 2019 in a New York jail while awaiting trial. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The United States is cutting short Gaza ceasefire talks in Qatar, saying the latest response from Hamas shows a lack of desire to reach a truce. This is AP News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Young medics in England have gone on strike.
Thousands of doctors in England's state-funded health system walked off the job on Friday in a five-day strike over pay that the government says will disrupt care for patients across the country. Resident doctors, those early in their careers who form the backbone of hospital and clinic care, took to the picket lines outside hospitals after talks with the government broke down. The doctors are seeking a pay rise to make up for what their union, the British Medical Association, says is a 20% real terms pay cut since 2008. The National Health Service says emergency departments will be open and hospitals and clinics would try to carry out as many scheduled appointments as possible. Charles de Ledesma, London.
World shares are retreating today after Wall Street inched to more records on Thursday. Stay informed. Learn more at apnews.com. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Trump administration officials maintain New York City's policies obstruct immigration law enforcement. Now a federal lawsuit's naming Mayor Eric Adams and other city officials in targeting policies that include barring city law enforcement from holding people in custody past their release date to honor civil immigration detainers. Trump officials blamed the city's sanctuary policies for the weekend shooting of an off-duty, ununiformed U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer in a Manhattan park. The lawsuit says one of the suspects had been released following an arrest last year, despite an active detainer. The mayor's office says Adams supports the essence of the city's policies, but has urged the city council to re-examine them. I'm Ben Thomas.
Federal regulators have approved Paramount's $8 billion merger with Skydance. The stamp of approval from the Federal Communications Commission comes after months of turmoil revolving around President Donald Trump's legal battle with 60 Minutes, the crown jewel of Paramount-owned broadcast network CBS. Paramount earlier this month agreed to a $16 million settlement with Trump. Critics say the settlement was a veiled bribe to appease the president. CBS canceled Stephen Colbert's Late Show just days after the comedian sharply criticized the settlement on air. Paramount cited financial reasons. The big names, both within and outside the company, have questioned those motives. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump has taken his fight with Jerome Powell right to the Federal Reserve Chairman's front door. It was a rare move by a president, visiting the Fed's headquarters a few blocks from here at the White House. Wearing hard hats, the president and Powell stood amid the Fed's massive renovation project, which the president says keeps getting more expensive than the Fed's $2.5 billion figure.
It looks like it's about $3.1 billion.
Powell shook his head.
I haven't heard that from anybody at the Fed.
So the president handed him a paper.
This came from us?
Yes.
Powell says the president was including the cost of renovating a separate building 5 years ago. Later, the president spoke to reporters without Powell, stepping back a bit from earlier threats to fire Powell.
I just want to see one thing happen. Very simple. Interest rates have to come down.
But the president's likely to be disappointed next week when Fed officials are expected to keep their key rate unchanged. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A migrant from Venezuela deported by the Trump administration to El Salvador is taking the first step towards suing the government. Nayerver Adrian Leon Rangel filed a claim for $1.3 million with the Department of Homeland Security. His lawyers say he was wrongly sent to a notorious prison in El Salvador and was beaten by guards and kept from contacting his family or an attorney. Rangel is among more than 250 migrants from Venezuela sent to El Salvador in March out of the jurisdiction of U.S. courts after President Trump invoked the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 against members of a Venezuelan gang. Rangel says immigration agents wrongly claimed his tattoos reflected his affiliation with the gang. He entered the U.S. in 2023 and worked as a barber near Dallas. The government calls Rangel's claim a fake sob story. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump is offering support to Tesla as its stock plunges. It's a surprising move given his bitter feud with Elon Musk. This morning, the president wrote on social media, "I want Elon and all businesses within our country to thrive." Still, Tesla's stock fell sharply amid more lackluster financial results. Musk himself's warning of potentially rough quarters to come. Investors have been rattled by his public spat with the president, who has threatened to end government contracts and breaks for Tesla and other Musk ventures. But the president this morning writes it's not true that he will destroy Musk's companies by taking away some, if not all, his big government subsidies. President Trump's special envoy says the U.S. is cutting short Gaza ceasefire talks and heading home from the region. Steve Witkoff says the latest response from Hamas shows a lack of desire to reach a truce, and the group does not appear to be coordinated or acting in good faith. He says it's a shame Hamas has acted in this selfish way. Witkoff says the team will head back from Gutter for consultations and consider alternative options. The move comes a day after White House spokeswoman Karoline Leavitt said both Witkoff and President Trump have been clear.
We want this ceasefire to happen as soon as possible, and we want these hostages to be released.
The sides have held weeks of talks with small signs of progress, but no big breakthroughs as conditions in Gaza Gaza get worse. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A new AP poll found that about two-thirds of U.S. adults think abortion should be legal in most cases, around the same as before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Respondent Julie Reynolds of Arizona says she hasn't changed her anti-abortion stance, saying it's a moral issue. Florida resident Nicole Jones says abortion should be legal. She wants to have children soon, but is worried about medical access in Florida if there's a problem during her pregnancy. Willacia White from Ohio, who leans Republican, doesn't think someone should be able to get an abortion just any time, but says hearing about women getting arrested after a miscarriage or not being put first when they have medical issues leads her to think abortion should be legal across the board.
New federal data shows the fertility rate in the U.S. dropped to 1.6 kids per woman in 2024, an all-time low. The rate to ensure each generation has enough children to replace itself is about 2.1 kids per woman. The director of the Carolina Population Center at the University of North Carolina, Karen Guzzo, says people are concerned about their ability to have the money and other resources needed to raise children.
They're worried about their jobs. They're worried about the cost of living. They're worried about housing. They're worried about safety. They're worried about the climate. They're worried about access to, you know, reproductive health and health care.
The Trump administration is trying to address the situation. It has issued an executive order meant to expand access to and reduce the costs of in vitro fertilization. But the University of Colorado Boulder fertility researcher Leslie Root says there's no need to be alarmed, pointing out there are still more births than deaths each year in the U.S. CBS News says Tanya Simon has been selected as the top producer at 60 Minutes. She is the daughter of the late 60 Minutes correspondent Bob Simon. She becomes only the fourth executive producer of the news magazine since it started in the late 1960s. Simon has been an executive editor at 60 Minutes, running the broadcast on an interim basis since her predecessor Bill Owens quit in April. In May, seven 60 Minutes correspondents signed a letter to Paramount Global Management urging that Simon be appointed. Her appointment comes before the Trump administration has approved Paramount Global's proposed merger with Skydance Media, a takeover that is expected to result in changes at CBS News. I'm Mike Hempen.
Wrestling is wrestling, brother.
Hulk Hogan, one of professional wrestling's most iconic figures, nicknamed Hollywood Hogan and Hulkamania, has died at the age of 71. Real name Terry Bollea, the mustachioed, headscarf-wearing Hogan, enjoyed a wrestling career that spanned from 1977 to 2012.
Wrestling is a tremendous vehicle. I just can't let the wrestling go because I love it so much.
He rose to fame after signing with the World Wrestling Federation, now WWE, headlining eight of the first nine showings of the now iconic WrestleMania, including the very first in 1985.
Wrestling was a lot different back then.
Hogan won six WWE Championship belts and faced everyone from Andre the Giant and Randy Savage to The Rock, and even company chairman Vince McMahon. Hogan was also a celebrity outside the wrestling world, appearing in numerous movies and television shows.
The community knows who I am.
I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Jazz legend Chuck Mangione has died. He was 84. Mangione won two Grammys. His biggest hit was 1977's Feel So Good. The song is a staple on smooth jazz radio stations and has been called one of the most recognized melodies since Michelle by the Beatles. Mangione followed that up with Give It All You Got, which was commissioned for the 1980 Winter Olympics in Lake Placid. He performed it at the closing ceremony. Mangione introduced himself to a new audience, appearing during the first several seasons of TV's King of the Hill as a commercial spokesman for Mega Lomart.
Where shopping feels so good.
His attorney says Chuck Mangione died in his sleep at his home in Rochester, New York. I'm Ed Donahue.
Southern California Edison's announced it's creating a program to compensate victims of January's Eaton Fire near Los Angeles. The blaze killed 19 people and destroyed more than 9,400 homes and other structures in Altadena. Investigators have not yet determined a cause, but the program's creation seems to suggest the utility's prepared to acknowledge that its equipment sparked the wildfire. Several lawsuits have claimed the utility's at fault. LA County filed suit in March. It previously won more than $64 million in a settlement with Southern California Edison over the 2018 Woolsey Fire. I'm Ben Thomas.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers of Wisconsin says that he will not seek a third term in 2026, creating the first open race for governor in the battleground state in 16 years. It will be Wisconsin's highest profile race next year, as Democrats also angle to take control of the state's legislature after election map boundaries were redrawn that are friendlier to Democrats. Wisconsin Democrats are also targeting two Wisconsin congressional districts as Democrats nationwide try to retake control of the House in Washington during the upcoming midterm elections. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Seth Sutal, and this is the AP Markets Report. Gains for several big tech companies helped nudge indexes to more records on Wall Street, even as most stocks in the market fell. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% Thursday, hitting another all-time high. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.2% to its record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 316 points. It's about 0.7%. Alphabet climbed 1%. The parent company of Google and YouTube delivered a bigger profit than expected. Tesla sank 8.2%. Investors are wondering how much damage the company's brand has taken because of the foray into politics taken by its CEO, Elon Musk. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Modest relief for U.S. homebuyers as mortgage rates inch lower. Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage slipped to 6.74% this week after rising the previous 2 weeks. Rates on 15-year fixed mortgages, popular with homeowners seeking to refinance, also eased. While there are more homes on the market than a year ago, record-high home prices and elevated mortgage rates are keeping homeownership out of reach for many Americans. Sales of existing U.S. homes fell last month to their slowest pace since September. I'm Alex Vega.
Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern have confirmed they're in advanced merger talks. The merger would create a single U.S. railroad with service from the east to the west coast. However, there's widespread debate over whether the merger would be approved by the STB. To be approved, any major rail merger must show it will enhance competition and serve the public interest. Previous mergers have led to extended periods of snarled traffic on U.S. rails. One railroad analyst says big shippers like Amazon, Dow, and U.S. Steel, who use massive amounts of freight capacity, will likely weigh in with regulators and will have a lot of say in whether the merger is approved. Those shippers will have to determine whether a merger would improve their ability to move equipment and products or harm it. I'm Mike Hempen.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Jets quarterback Justin Fields has a dislocated toe on his right foot and will be evaluated daily. The announcement came after Fields limped off the practice field Thursday. The Raiders released defensive tackle Christian Wilkins after he failed to provide an acceptable recovery plan for his broken foot. Major League Baseball, the Mariners have acquired first baseman Josh Naylor from the Diamondbacks. Kansas men's basketball coach Bill Self had two stents inserted into his heart to treat blocked arteries. Venus Williams' bid for her first winning streak since 2019 ended with a second-round loss at the D.C. Open. In golf, Adam Svensson sank a 48-foot eagle putt to set the 3M Open tournament record with an 11-under-60 and claim a two-shot first-round lead. And wrestling icon Hulk Hogan has died at age 71. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order directing federal authorities to clarify whether college athletes can be considered employees of their schools. The move aims to establish clearer national standards in the NCAA's name, image, and likeness era. The order seeks to address the chaotic landscape of college sports, where athletes can now earn income from endorsements and schools can pay them directly. Trump's order also calls for preserving scholarships and roster spots for non-revenue sports and asks the Justice Department to protect athletes' rights. An Ontario judge has acquitted five former members of Canada's World Junior Hockey Team in their sexual assault case, saying the complainant's allegations lack the credibility needed to justify the charges. Superior Court Justice Maria Carrocha said Thursday that prosecutors could not meet the onus of proof for the charges against Michael McLeod, Carter Hart, Alex Formenton, Dylan Dubé, and Callan Foote. All five players had pleaded not guilty to sexual assault in the encounter that took place in a London, Ontario hotel room in the early hours of June 19, 2018. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
France's highest court is ruling on whether it can strip the head of state immunity of Bashar Assad, the former leader of Syria, now in exile in Russia, because of the brutality of the evidence in accusations against him collected by Syrian activists and European prosecutors. If judges can lift Assad's immunity, it could pave the way for his trial in absentia over the use of chemical weapons in Ghouta in 2013 and Douma in 2018. And set a precedent to allow the prosecution of other government leaders linked to atrocities, human rights activists and lawyers say. Assad has retained no lawyers for these charges and has denied he was behind the chemical attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French President Emmanuel Macron says France will recognize Palestine as a state. In a post on X, Macron says he'll formalize the decision at the United Nations General Assembly in September. Macron has supported Israel since the October 2023 Hamas attacks, but he has become increasingly frustrated with Israel's war in Gaza, especially in recent months. France has Europe's largest Jewish population and the largest Muslim population in Western Europe. The fighting in the Middle East often creates protests or other tensions in France. France is the biggest and most powerful European country to recognize Palestine. More than 140 countries recognize a Palestinian state. I'm Mike Hempen.
France's first couple is suing a conservative American influencer. Candace Owens claims French First Lady Brigitte Macron is a man. A Macron lawyer tells CNN the couple's filed a defamation suit in Delaware as a last resort after asking Owens for years to stop spreading lies. The lawyer says the complaint against Owens lays out extensive evidence that Brigitte Macron was born a woman and has always been a woman. He says the couple will seek substantial damages if Owens does not stop. The first family's been dogged for years by conspiracy theories, even in France, that the first lady was born a man. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Opponents of a new law in Ukraine, which they claim undermines anti-corruption watchdogs, have called for a third day of protests. In Kyiv, thousands of people gathered near the Ukrainian presidential office to protest against the law. Yaroslav Horenskiy, a Ukrainian war veteran and protester, tells the AP, "Corruption is very dangerous at any time. And if you look at it this way, then corruption has led to some extent to the fact that we are now at war. If there's corruption, we will not have weapons, we will not have money to support our military and provide for them if injured." In Kharkiv too, protesters gathered and chanted slogans, expressing fears that the law will move the country away from European integration and support, and closer to authoritarianism. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
From Taco Night in Tulum to sushi in Tokyo, make every bite rewarding with gold from Amex. Wherever you dine, four times membership rewards points at restaurants worldwide are piling up. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-gold. Terms and points cap apply.